from KQED.
The new funding formula for K-12 schools in California sets aside extra money for districts with lots of at-risk students. That is to say, kids in foster care who come from low-income homes or are still learning English. Districts get to choose how to spend the money, but their budgets will be judged by how well they improve outcomes. The California Report's education reporter Anna Tentakulis takes a look at early steps in Oakland Unified, where 80% of students are considered at risk.
Oakland Unified stands to get an additional $2,000 per student once the funding formula is fully implemented, and everyone has an idea of how to spend the money. Take Teachers Union President Trish Gorham. She says if Oakland wants to keep talented educators, it needs to spend the money on teacher salaries.
When you have a teaching force that over the last 10 years have gotten a total of 3.5% increase, that's not equity, and it's not providing stability. That's what our students need the most.
Advocates for Oakland's African American students say new education dollars should be spent on teacher training. Chris Chapman is with the district's African American Male Achievement Initiative. He says research shows culturally sensitive teachers help students of color succeed. He says his young people need
positive, caring adults in their life that are going to see the beauty, the brilliance in them, the potential in them.
And across town, there's a different idea altogether. A group of immigrant mothers are learning about the new funding formula at a workshop. Maria Haugen says the district needs to spend the money on after-school programs. She says parents like her work two jobs and don't speak English.
What's that?
Our children really need after-school programs so they can get help with their homework and get tutoring in reading and math.
Caught in the middle of all these competing interests, Oakland's seven elected school board members. James Harris is one of three new trustees. He represents schools that have the highest number of at-risk students in the district.
I like pressure.
The governor's new funding formula is creating this new kind of spending pressure. The measure requires school boards and communities, not state lawmakers, to figure out how to spend the extra funding. Harris says he welcomes the challenge.
There is this temptation to kind of just look at it like new money, and let's just figure out how to plug this in, right? And we're saying, no. Let's look at the whole thing. Let's figure out how we can rethink the way we're doing this to deliver better outcomes.
California is not the first state to channel money in this way. Most states have what's called a weighted student funding formula. In places like New York, the method has produced significant academic results. In others, like Illinois, not so much. But most everyone in California agrees its education finance system had to change. The man who's been pushing for an overhaul, California State School Board President Michael Kirst, says yes, there will be more squabbles over money, but he has confidence local school boards will make better decisions.
The local boards will be more politicized because the state was specifying over a third of their money. I always thought local school board was a tough job because you're essentially a flack catcher for what the state is telling you to do. And now they will have to catch the flack for what they do more.
Kirst says now local school communities should also have a bigger say.
Parents and other people can get to their local school board. Only a handful of lobbyists get to Sacramento. So we really see this as a way to get more people involved, and that is good.
At Esperanza Elementary School in Oakland, Principal Wesley Jacques says local control will help his students, most of whom speak English as a second language. Jacques says at this campus, a child's success hinges on what's also happening at home.
We've had families had to be deported. We've had families dealing with violence. We've had family members killed. We've had family of staff members shot this year. Additional funding will help. I mean, but the way we use it, I think, is really critical.
Oakland School Board member James Harris agrees. He says the challenge will be convincing competing community groups that any spending decision has to benefit all at-risk kids.
If you're really going to say somebody doesn't look like you and they don't deserve services because they don't speak the same language as you, you're dead wrong. And if you're a Latino parent that feels that way about African Americans, you're dead wrong. But how do we get your interests, white interests and Tongan interests and Asian, you know, The puzzle is bigger.
Harris says it's a unique moment for Oakland Unified and for other schools across the state to finally get things right for its struggling students. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tentakulis.